With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Flathead County's interim public health officer will resign at the end of the year. Tomalee St. James Robinson said she's frustrated with the lack of support from county officials for any efforts to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. St. James Robinson says the actions of county commissioners and the Board of Health, quote, have been at cross purposes with the goal of maintaining our county's public health, end quote. She submitted her letter of resignation Friday. She said the lack of support from county leaders has led to numerous resignations within the health department, leaving it understaffed as COVID-19 cases spike. Montana added 369 new lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases today. Since November 1st, COVID-19 has killed at least 295 people statewide, according to state data. That's 43% of the total deaths since the pandemic hit Montana in March. Professional baseball will stay in Montana in 2021. In a news release on Monday, Major League Baseball announced an agreement with the Pioneer League to continue professional baseball in Montana, Idaho, Colorado, and Utah. The Pioneer League, which includes the Billings Mustangs, Missoula Paddleheads, and the Great Falls Voyagers, will transition to an independent professional MLB partner league. A 30-year agreement between the MLB and the Pioneer League came to an end in September as Major League Baseball worked to revamp its minor leagues. The baseball season will also be extended to a 92-game schedule running from mid-May to early September. Governor-elect Greg Gianforte has tapped a longtime GOP lawmaker to be his general legal counsel when he takes office in January. NTPR's Shaylee Rigger reports.
Gianforte's transition team announced today that Anita Milanovic will be the top lawyer in the Republican governor's administration. Milanovic has long fought for conservative causes in both state and federal courts. Her law practice, based in Butte, focuses on constitutional, election, and campaign finance law. Milanovic has worked for the BOP law firm to challenge Montana's campaign contribution limits. Milanovic has also represented the Montana Family Foundation, a group that supports anti-abortion policies and policies that benefit private religious schools. The group also opposed a bill during the 2019 legislative session that would have extended the state's anti-discrimination protections to people who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Milanovic represented local GOP plaintiffs this fall in a lawsuit that sought to strike down Governor Steve Bullock's order allowing counties to hold all-mail ballot elections. That case was dismissed. Gianforte said in a statement that he's, quote, proud to welcome her to our team as we lead Montana's comeback, get our economy going again, and change how Montana does business, unquote. I'm Shaylee Rigger, Montana Public Radio News.
The Montana Department of Labor and Industry issued over 20,300 unemployment insurance payments last week, totaling about $8.5 million. That's down a couple hundred payments from the previous week. The state's unemployment rate went down 0.5% last month to 4.9%, which is 2 points below the national average. The federal government discontinued Montana's extended unemployment benefit program as of the week ending on November 14th. The Department of Labor and Industry says this is due to the decline in Montana's insured unemployment rate. Montana officials certified the state's election results today. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In a meeting that stretched from morning to late afternoon, the Montana Board of State Canvassers confirmed results for every candidate and ballot initiative from each of the state's 56 counties. Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton says the process went smoothly without any surprises.
So as of 4 o'clock this afternoon, Montana is certified. Our election is complete.
More than 600,000 Montanans turned out for this year's general election, easily surpassing the previous record set in 2016. Most counties held an all-mail ballot election due to the coronavirus pandemic. Arizona and Wisconsin also certified election results Monday. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
Montana Tech is suspending activities for its men's and women's basketball teams after players on the men's team tested positive for COVID-19. The announcement Monday came as the virus that causes the respiratory disease continues to spread among students of all ages in the state. A state report shows the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Montana colleges and universities more than doubled to at least 2,375 cases during a one-month period ending November 20th. Confirmed cases in K-12 schools followed a similar upward trajectory and increased to 2,263 students and at least 909 teachers and other staff. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Madeline Broom.